To quote Bob Marley, "The biggest coward of a man is to awaken the love of a woman without the intention of loving her. No intentions are still intentions, and usually cruel intentions." Hello, beautiful people, and welcome to Not Your Average WCW with your host, Elspeth Chimeta, aka Lady E, and this is the extension of the MPV, My Point of View blog. So, I'm projecting a fictional character, or what I call script my life. I'm Queen Joseph, played by Lady Grace Byers from Harlem. I'm literally her throughout season two, to be honest. I need therapy. So I took the step and reached out to him to get closure. I needed to gather my thoughts and emotions so that I could speak to him calmly. Parce que IRL, I'm on that lemonade Beyonce a woman squad level. So this happened about midweek, and this comes, I think, almost a week after finding out, a week or two after finding out what happened, you know, which I've shared in previous episodes. So the initial call that I made, he blew me off. Yes, I did call him, and didn't receive the best reception. However, he then called back an hour later, and the conversation that I was dreading to have but needed to have came. I would love to go into detail of every word for word of the verbatim, but that would just take another whole hour or two. So my biggest question was why? Why pursue me when you already had someone else whom you wanted to give what I myself wanted, marriage? And the question I asked him was, what was your intention and outcome from all this? I reiterate that I made my intentions very clear with him from the word go. I remember that the first day that we met, I told him that I was looking for a husband. But reflecting and in hindsight, the biggest red flag was the first day that he and I met. When someone shows you who they are, believe them. And I didn't believe, I think I just ignored, you know, the big red flag, you know, like literally more red than the Confederate flag, red flag. He didn't give me clear answers. What I concluded, though, is that what he did say did align with his actions. He made it very clear about how he felt about me. And that was the most clear thing as day. Es una serpiente de corazón frío. There's no romanticism about the relationship or him. So what was the purpose for this conversation? Accountability. Oh, that was my expectation from his part. For every action, there are repercussions. If you claim or say that you care about someone, you don't choose to hurt them. According to the Webster's Dictionary, accountability is the obligation or willingness to accept responsibility for one's actions. Accountability is a sign of maturity. I believe that a gentleman always has integrity. Integrity is a character quality that one chooses. Integrity is the quality of being honest and having strong moral principles. Asking for accountability on my part means I care enough for your personal growth. We are allowed to verbalize how we expect and want to be treated by the people we love. It is a simple human expectation. Accountability means emotional intelligence as well. Simply put, applying the golden rule. So when someone refuses to take accountability for their actions, or where they decide to be blind to the repercussions of their actions towards you, you have to ask why, you know. And One thing I know, it only takes a good man to admit that he's wrong. I believe that I deserved the truth, no matter how much it would hurt. Sadly, the one who loves the most gets hurt the most and is at greatest loss. I then refer to Jordan Sparks' song, Was I the Only One, of her 2009 album, Battlefield. The lyrics read, Was I the only one who fell in love? There never really was the two of us. And maybe all my all wasn't good enough. Was I the only one in love? At the end of it all, it was all in my head. What screws us up most in life is the picture in our head of how it's supposed to be. Again, I'm not going to romanticize all this. His actions were cruel. No intentions are still intentions, and usually cruel intentions. What's sad, to be honest, and hurts the most is that I don't hate him. I wish I did. I wish I could. Then it would make everything easier, you know. Despite his hateful actions towards me, I am in love with him. What was the purpose for this conversation if I dreaded everything and it hurts and, you know, you don't want to face, you know, the negative energy? Well, honestly, closure. So the word closure refers to having a sense of understanding, peace, and an accepted finality of the relationship, whether it's ended or because of loss, rejection, or growing apart. The need for closure helps one get answers and resolution so that they move on. As I continue to process my grief, because all this feels like death, I'm giving myself a reality check. But I do need to heal and move on from the scene of the accident. To quote lyrics from another set of lyrics, a poem that I, or song that I wrote, you know, someone should have said to me, slow down, you're going to crash, you're going to drive off the hill. Slow down, you're going to burn, you're going to hit the wall. Slow down because you were an accident waiting to happen, or maybe a car going away. Slow down. Think about it before you take this journey. In this reflection of the non-closure conversation, because to be honest, I didn't really do it. I really didn't receive the closure that I wanted. My answer, most of my answers were not answered. However, I do acknowledge that the healing is my responsibility. So it is said that it takes 21 days to form a new habit. In this situation, it's 21 days to unlearn. To unlearn habit per se. You know, in the words of Destiny's Child, you know, bad habits. According to dating and relationship experts, the no-contact period takes a minimum of 60 days to be effective. So there we're looking at what? An equivalent of 2 months. And it includes no texting, no calling, and no interacting on social media. And in this case, we all know that there will be no need for the aforementioned porque. Research states it takes 6 to 8 months to forgive someone who hurt you. So yes, we can't be saying I forgive you right now. Again, we're still in the woman scorned phase. They say hell hath no fury. So yeah, 6 to 8 months, that's where I can finally say peace. Real peace, not this fake bliss, you know, where you pretend to be okay, where you might do one or two things to just try to prove that you're happy, where you post on social media happy photos, or you're telling friends that you're okay, you're better without them, you dodged the bullet, etc., etc. That's like, again, I said I'm not going to undergo the placebo process. I'd rather process this whole thing as it is. I went into relationship experts and psychologists. They say that if you reflect on a relationship, you know, the outcome of recovery from a heartbreak is a 9-week period. So I've actually given myself a healing timeline, and I've agreed with those helping me, my community, who are helping me through this process, so that by the 1st of June, I should be fine. But until then, I will have to process the grief. And so, as I said, what sucks most about this whole process is that I am in love with this individual who broke my heart. I am in love with this man who treated me poorly. And I don't know. It's hard. It's really hard. But in the words of the Braxton, only love knows how. Ebian Safem ma mal when pa merit blessé. Cecil Bondia qui canon. Qui connen. Again, you don't purpose, honestly speaking, you don't purposely hurt the ones you claim to care about. You don't pursue someone because you are nice. Nice is for biscuits. If you're a good person, you take accountability for your action. So in this situation, everyone keeps on saying, you keep putting this person in, onto a pedestal and treating him as if he is not responsible for the wound that, you know, the wound that you have or the hurt. And I'm like, no. I'm trying to move forward and find a mature aspect where I'm not the victim. I do take responsibility, and my biggest fault is ignoring the writings on the wall. But honestly speaking, I didn't deserve this hurt. I don't deserve this hurt. And I didn't deserve how I was treated. I don't deserve everything. But again, I'm responsible for my healing. The other party does not care. And will never care. Will never reflect, never think about this moment in time. They moved on. They made their choice. And, you know, but for my part, I just told myself, it'll get better in time. Maybe not now. Maybe not now, but it'll get better in time. I will survive. To err is human, but to forgive is to divine. Is divine. So the first person I need to forgive is myself. And when I forgive myself, I open space for better. I open space for God to give me, for God and, you know, for the divine to take control, and I'm able to allow the divine to make me see what belongs to me and what is true for me and what is good for me. And even
to actually give me space to realize that I can be better, I can do better, I can choose better, you know, and I will still get my happily ever after and move away from what I thought was supposed to be or meant to be or the idea of it. I will survive. I have a tailpiece because as I reflected on everything, I didn't want to say this, but I do regret. And I wish I could undo. I wish I could undo the memories. I wish I could do him. I wish I could undo the feelings. But if wishes were horses, beggars might right. So at the end of it all, I just realized that it's about just taking control of the here and now. And again, as I said, moving away from the scene of the accident. So to end this, a tailpiece. By making different choices, can we turn back the hands of time? And if so, are we able to get a favorable outcome? An outcome in our favor? That's food for thought. If I was given a time machine, and go back to that day, what would the outcome be? And would it be in my favor? Anyway, this is not your average WCW. With Lady E signing out. P.S. Always write your own love story. Until the next time. Ciao.